You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is July 6th, 2020. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, and we do have a full show for you today. A lot of new things coming in, a lot of exciting stuff in the wet shaving world. First and foremost, I wanted to wish you all a happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day for you living in the United States. And even though it was a different Independence Day, and we might have celebrated it in seclusion, as unfortunately, I'm sure that we're all going to be able to do this again someday and see a fireworks show and actually go out. Unfortunately, if you're in Florida like I am, all the beaches were closed. Everything was shut down really for the weekend in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. So that's really the main priority, staying safe out there. And you know what? If we have to sacrifice a 4th of July and a couple of holidays, I think that's okay just to make sure that we're all well. But hopefully next year will be different, right? So a couple things going on in the wet shaving world. A lot of things going on in the wet shaving world, actually. Fine Accoutrements has a brand new razor coming out. We'll talk a little bit about that. It's something that's been in the works for a while. With Fine Accoutrements, they come out with razors out of nowhere sometimes. It's really interesting. So I thought this was out of nowhere. So I'm very excited about this razor coming out. We'll talk a little bit about that in detail. Not too much known about it yet, but I'm sure in the next few weeks we're going to see some more on that. And also, the Holy Black has announced a new Creeper series for this summer. It's a new scent, new profile, new hole, everything coming out. Very interested in that. And the Creepers are usually one of their second highly anticipated release of the year, next to their Halloween releases. So it's very interesting to see that. And I was actually very concerned they weren't going to do one this year, because it seems it's a little bit later that they announced it. But no, it's coming out and it'll be out this summer. The Art of Shaving has reopened their first U.S. location. So that's good news to hear. It's located actually in Florida, and I'll tell you a little bit about where it's located and what this means for the company. And you know, a lot of people have been concerned, is Art of Shaving going to close down all their brick-and-mortar locations? I don't know yet, but we'll see. And also, the Alpha Brush Company has come out with a new line of brushes. It's called the Bulldog Brush. A very interesting brush to look at if you've ever seen Alpha Shaving. They've done a few replica brushes of the Rubberset 400. Good quality, great stuff. And they have a new brush too that's available at Bull Goose Shaving. And of course, how to properly sanitize your razors. And we'll keep that little excerpt in the show notes until this whole COVID-19 is over. So without further ado, guys, let's get on with the show. So Fine Accoutrements, if you guys are unfamiliar with Fine Accoutrements. Fine Accoutrements is a smaller artisan that does soaps and aftershaves and creams and all this good stuff. They're also done several razors. They've done a slant. They've done a couple of other things too. And now they're coming out with what they call the world's finest safety razor. That's right. Now, we don't know much about this other than I could see that it's an open comb and that it is made of 316L stainless steel. So a little bit more, a little better quality than the razors they made in the past. They've done a couple of projects out there. One, I think, aluminum, and another one, and I'm not sure what the material was. And yeah, they've been very, very popular amongst wet shavers out there. Now, I've tried a couple of their razors. I think it was the Marvel Slant was the last one that came out, and it's great. I mean, it's a good razor. And the prices are right. They're under $100. All the razors are very reasonable to buy, and it's just. It's just that, you know, Mr. Fine came out something again, and it's just they usually do a very good job over there. And if you have never tried their products, their software, their soaps and aftershaves are great as well. If you are unfamiliar, if you haven't been around that long, I believe it was about 2016, 2017. I think it was 2016. Fine Accoutrements came out with the American Blend, and the American Blend was like the hottest thing for probably about a year. You couldn't find it anywhere. You couldn't get the soap, you couldn't get the aftershave, and people were just selling it online. I mean, it was like 3-4 times the price. And I remember the first time I smelled it, because I couldn't actually purchase it for a while. And I heard how popular it was. It was great. It's when I was in Pasteur's Pharmacy in New York. I went into the to the pharmacy. And if you, again, we've talked about Pasteur as many times on the show. It's basically the wet shaving mecca for artisan products in really the world. I mean, you're not going to find too many other places. Are going to have almost every single artisan in one location under a brick and mortar location. And actually, they have two stores. So while I was in there, I saw it, and they have little samplers of every single aftershave. And I opened it up, and that's the first time I got to smell it. And I eventually bought it when it came back in stock. And now you can get it readily all the time. But it was the hottest thing for a long time there. If you've been around a while, you know what I'm talking about. And also, their razors are very, their releases on the razors are very highly anticipated. They're very, very, very popular with the wet shaving crowd. And they're also a very good price. So I'm not sure if this is being made out of full stainless steel, if this is going to be in the price point of everybody, of what they've done in the past. But I think it's going to be a pretty good release. So looking forward to the world's finest razor by Mr. Fine. And we'll have some updates on that when we get them. All right, guys. So that's right. Holy Black coming out again with another creeper. I believe this is the fourth or fifth creeper. They've had the lavender creeper. They had the tangerine creeper. Last year was a ruby red creeper. This is the fourth one, I believe. And now the coconut creeper is coming out from the Holy Black. This is a release that we have seen a lot of interest for over the past 4 years, 5 years, right? If you're not familiar with Holy Black, every year they do several big releases. They do one for Christmas. They do one for Halloween, which is their biggest one. And their second biggest one is the summer release. Usually they come out with like a video about it, a lot of press on it. And they use pretty cool stuff. They use a ceramic dish, and then they use that special aftershave bottle that comes in. It's like an apple or something like that. It's a circular, like round aftershave bottle. And every year I've always wanted to buy one. And last year I bought the Ruby Red Creeper. And I can tell you what the Creeper style is that they're barrel-aged aftershaves, right? But they also have a lot of methanol in it, so they're very, very brisk. I mean, they're going to make you feel cool and clean, perfect for the summer, especially if you live where I live in Florida, South Florida. It's hot right now. This is one of the hottest summers we've felt already, averaging 95 degrees every day so far. So, I mean, it's hot, and this is nice, and it actually keeps your face, and if you're a head shaver, if you put it on your head too, it keeps it nice and cool for a while when you go outside. So that's why I'm a fan. There's tons of methanol in it, though. And it's a nice aftershave, nice soap. They do a good job, and really they do a great job with the marketing and advertising as well. So that'll be coming out soon. Not much known on the release date. Just know about that. They just came out with the logo the other day and just started talking about it. So we'll see a lot of press on this, and we will definitely talk more about it in the very near future. Hopefully it comes out, I think, probably August by now. I mean, if they're starting to talk about this, maybe even earlier. So we'll see what happens. So the Holy Black, the Coconut Creeper. Coconut is the scent profile for 2020. So Art of Shaving closed all their stores during the beginning of the pandemic back in March. And they decided to reopen their first U.S. location recently. The location is actually located in the happiest place on earth, Disney World. That's right, Disney Springs. So Disney Springs is... Well, it's the first location to reopen, and from what I've heard, I've actually been in that store. Not a very large store, but they do have a full barbershop in there, a master barber and everything, and I'm not sure if it's been busy or not, but what I've seen lately is that Art of Shaving has been doing a lot of promotions online, and they're still very active in the online business. Now, there's been rumors that they're deciding maybe they're going to close the majority of the brick-and-mortar stores permanently. And unfortunately, a lot of stores right now are not coming back after the pandemic. And that's just, it is unfortunate. But there has been a good, not good thing, but something that we haven't seen much from Art of Shaving, and that's sales. So a lot of stuff has been on sale. They've been offering that 20% off coupon, 30% off coupon. They actually had a $17.76 sale on their aftershaves. Their pre-shave oil, I think this week. So that's something we've never seen before. So if you're looking to buy an Art of Shaving product, I would probably recommend you doing it now, because you can get it really at a discounted price. And that's something that I remember Art of Shaving stuff never was on sale. And so it was like Christmas. They'd have like Black Friday, they'd have like a 1 week sale of 20% off. And other than that, it was never on sale, like ever. But now I've seen at least pretty much every week it's on sale. So if you are looking at trying Art of Shaving products, and I know a lot of guys say, hey, this stuff's expensive, I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to spend this kind of money on it. And that's usually the first thing that everybody talks about Art of Shaving. If you go on a forum or on a Facebook group and you see somebody talk about it, right? They say, oh, how's Art of Shaving products? They go, overpriced and too much. It's not worth it. Actually, guys, it is worth it because the innovation that goes into making it is, it's a lot more than we think it is. Also, owning a brick and mortar store and having it readily available to try and to have, it does justify some of the price. And sometimes when there's a sale, it brings it down. So, I mean, that's what they're looking at. I don't think Art of Shaving is really looking at catering to the traditional wet shaver hobbyists, right? The person that has 50 razors and that collects things, they're not really catering to us. They're catering to people that are only going to use their products. And a tub of cream does last a long time. And their products, if you get it, might last you a year if you shave every day. You get the set. So if you think about it, for $125 for that set, it comes with a brush, and then you use your own razor, and it lasts you almost a year or 6 months to a year, it is worth it. It's a better quality product than the creams that you get and the aerosol cans, and it is, and the scents and stuff are pretty good. So don't knock them till you try them. And if you're going to try them, I'd say now, you know, under these unfortunate circumstances, is probably the best time to do it. And they're offering free shipping as well. So check them out, artofshaving.com. And if you are in the Orlando area of Florida and you're in Disney Springs, or if you're on vacation, not like I think many people would be, you can go right on in and check them out for yourself as the first store is open. So back from retirement, and not the name isn't mentioned on the site, but I can confirm that this gentleman, this artisan is back. Infinity brushes from West Coast Shaving might look familiar to something if you've been in the wet shaving world for a while. Briefly, we had Brush Guy brushes for, I believe that's the name, for probably about 4 or 5 years, a one-man, two-man, two-person operation. And what they used to do, they did a unique like design of that, of the handle that looked kind of like a two-grip handle, right? And these brushes were very popular back in like 2016, 2017. And I believe he went on retirement, I want to say 2018, maybe a little bit after that. I'm not too sure on the exact date. And Brush Guy stopped making brushes for a while. The websites, the XD store is still there, but nothing has been added for almost over 2 years. So West Coast Shaving brought back the Infinity brush, same design, and they said it's from an artisan that is out of retirement. So Brush Guy is definitely back and you could buy just the handle itself. You can do handles with their knots in it or whatever. I personally have owned one before, and I actually traded it away. I'm going to buy another one now because I do like the actual design of the handle. And I miss this artist, and I thought these were some great brushes back in the day. Price point is on point. It's under $100, but they're really nice. They're 100% handmade handles. And then you just put your own knot in there. You can do different sizes as well. I think most of them are going to be like in the 24 to 26 range, millimeter range for a knot. I mean, honestly, they're really good. I'm actually really glad to see this artisan back. I know when he kind of retired and went out, he had some other stuff going on, another job, I forget. And I don't really remember the details. I didn't take notes back then. But I do know that these are nice brushes, and they're 100% handmade here by one artisan, so looking forward to see them. I think he pours his own resin too, so everything is done 100% here. In the USA. It's done in his shop. So look forward, guys. The Infinity brushes are back. A lot of them are out of stock, though. They just came back and were announced, I believe, on Friday. Today's Monday, and I went on Sunday to go look to buy one, and there was only two or three left. So I'm going to wait until the next launch. Check them out, guys. The Infinity brushes at West Coast Shaving. All right, guys, if you are unaware of Alpha Bulldog, okay, Alpha Bulldog brushes are another artisan product that is honestly really interesting because the Alpha Bulldog, okay, what he was really famous for was doing homage to the Rubber Set 400, right? So Alpha Shaving's been working with actually Bull Goose Shaving for a little while now. You can buy their products there, and they decided to come out with this brush, which is 100% made out of aircraft grade aluminum. And it's been delayed several months by the pandemic, but they finally have everything set. I mean, one thing we got to remember is with these with artisans is not only are they, you know, one person, two person shops, there's shipping issues. Depending on parts of the United States that you live in or parts of the world that you live in, there's also areas where you can't get material. I know one artisan was doing, I think it was a couple artisans doing brushes. They couldn't get knots because they couldn't get anything from China. So a lot of people have been delayed. A lot of stuff's been delayed. But this is out. It's available right now on the website. And there's two versions. There's a black one and there's also a polished one. And it is, again, available with a synthetic knot, with a Generation 4 synthetic knot that's probably one of the best synthetic knots out there. It's very similar to the Simpson synthetic, which is the best synthetic knot I've ever used. They're really starting to get close to Badger with the synthetic fibers. So this one's probably on the top one or two for the synthetic knots available. It's 28 millimeter, and the price on it's like around $85, and it's only available at Bull Goose Shaving. This is a promotion with them, and they also have other. I believe they have other versions of the brush as well, not of just this brush, but of Alpha Shaving. They have the actual titanium rubber set homage, like they call it the Outlaw, which is pretty cool. That's a titanium version of their Outlaw brush. And a couple of other ones out there too. And the Outlaw is kind of like they also do a regular 400 rubber set tribute as well. So it's like 100% like on par with that. But also the Outlaws are kind of similar to it, just a little bit bigger, more for modern day use, you know, modern day design. So check them out, guys, if you get a chance. Alpha Shaving with the new shaving brush that they came out with, the Bulldog brush. 100% air grade aluminum. Really interested to see how everybody thinks about this brush, as it is probably very light, and with that new synthetic knot, I'm sure it's going to be very well built and a lot of fun to use. All right, guys, and that concludes the podcast for this week. A little bit of a shorter show with a lot of news, but you know, really glad to be bringing this show to you again. You know, everything going on, I just really. Really don't know what to say. I just really want everybody to stay safe and really stay home and just do what you got to do. Just do it safely. You know, wear a mask if you have to. I mean, I'm nobody to say anything to anyone. I'm not a health official or anything like that. I'm just really concerned because a lot, especially where I live, the pandemic seems to be getting worse, and it's at its worst point right now. Not 6 months ago, I guess maybe because there's more tests out there or something. Just really everybody just stay safe and just do what you got to do to get through. You know, I know this podcast is coming to somebody that's probably been affected by it and everything like that. And all I could say is just, you know, all from my family to yours, our prayers are out there for you. I just really hope everybody stays well and just practice social distancing and all that stuff. I know I'm not one to preach anything. It's just really getting out of hand right now with this thing, and I just want it to be over. I certainly do. I'm sure we all do. But so we can actually go to meetups and stuff and see each other again. You know, a few things I was talking to my wife the other day. I said, I really regret missing some meetups now because of my work schedule. I said, next time I think I'm going to make it happen because now you never know when they're going to be gone. I guess you take things for granted. So it's all unfortunate, but you know what? Everybody, as long as we're safe and we get through this, we'll be fine. I think we're going to be okay. Everything else can be rebuilt and everything else can be fixed, but we can't. So until then, everyone, just wanted to say a few things at the end here. Remember that our show is powered by Sharpologist.com. What Your Father Didn't Teach You About Shaving. Special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic59, for everything he does for the wet shaving community. And most of all, you guys, the listeners, without you, there would be no podcast. So don't forget to check out my blog at shavestraightandsafe.com for anything coming up on wet shaving. I've got some new stuff coming up in the next week or so, a little bit new content. So looking forward to that as well. And check out my YouTube channel when you get a chance. And please always feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Until then, guys, our next show will be July 20th, 2020. Whoa. And until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.